views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the last show of this month. You know, all this month we've been speaking about spirituality, and for this last show, it is entitled Twin Flames and Soulmates. So let's find out what this topic is about. Well, when I spoke with the Posse of Angels, they assured me that we are living in extraordinary times, and the higher energies on the planet are getting all of us to live the most authentic and honest lives ever. With the shift in humanity, we are certainly not the same people that we were 20, 10, 5, even a year ago, as our relationships with ourselves has dramatically, and in some cases, drastically changed. Now, this change came about because we began to strip away anything and anyone that no longer resonated with our higher consciousness and no longer resonated with us showing up in the world as ourselves. As a result of this, our relationships with others were deeply affected and came under the microscope to see whether they were most authentic and honoring. The raising of our consciousness provided an absolute opportunity to finally bring our relationships back into divine, and though it was especially our relationship with ourselves. Now, consciousness raises on the planet, twin flame relationships have become a very hot topic in one that is very close to my heart personally, because it was after my angelic walk-in experience in January of, I stopped looking for another person to fulfill me. I stopped looking for love outside of myself. In fact, I decided to do just the opposite of looking for love to complete me, and I went within to who I was in order to experience wholeness everyone, when I did this, my reality changed. And I miraculously, my twin flame, my beloved husband Pete, to myself. And that was almost 15 years ago. Now, by definition, a twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who is the physical completion of who you are. It is the original divine representation of some would call perfect love. Twin flames have been very, very rare on the planet, their union coming together, because both twins must have totally cleared, cleansed, forgiven, and released all of their negative emotional issues that are associated with past relationships, including the relationship with themselves. You know, when I say that they must have released their negative emotional issues, I'm speaking about anything that could trigger them in any way or cause them to be reactive, like those feelings of resentment, bitterness, blame, judgment, unforgiving, plus conditional love. Now, in this way, each twin has been self-realized, having totally transmuted and released their karma, and they are connected to the divine inside of themselves. So by releasing all negativity, the energetic frequency of the twin flames is extremely high and clear, and then it acts like a beacon to draw the other twin to themselves. But, and this is an extraordinarily big but, the Posse of Angels is emphasizing that this is only the case if you've contracted to be with your twin in this incarnation, because although everyone has a twin flame across the veil, not everyone has contracted to be with them in this earthly incarnation. Now, if this is such a heavenly love, why wouldn't everyone desire to experience it in their human incarnation? Well, having drawn my own twin flame to myself and married again 15 years ago, I have personal insights on this. Now, firstly, although many say that they long for this divine love, they truly do not understand that when you connect fully with and you sign on for this divine mission with your twin, and I can't state this strongly enough, your life no longer becomes your own. You become a mystic wanderer, and when God tells you where to go, where to move, what to do, you step forward knowing that logic and rational thinking no longer play a part in your life. Now, this is because twin flames are continually led by the will of heaven, by God's source, to serve for the highest way for themselves and the greatest good of all concerned. In fact, this is because the twin flame relationship is always a triad. God at the top, the divine masculine, Pete, the divine feminine, myself, and with God always steering the helm of this ship. You know, I recently was speaking to a dear friend of ours, and although she is in a beautiful soulmate relationship with her husband, she was sad that they both still quarreled. They nitpick at each other, and they're reactive to one another. She said that she wished that she had a twin flame relationship like Pete and myself, which is quarrel-free. I then asked this dear friend, if God asked her to move from their beautiful home because God and the planet would be better served if they moved to, let's say, a different country where they knew no one, where they had no job prospects, where they had no family and friends for support. I asked her, would she move? And she laughed and she said, of course I wouldn't move. And I replied, and that's what it takes to be in complete service to God's word and God's will. There are no negotiations, there are no discussions, and there are no talks. In fact, both twins know that their highest calling in life is to serve the divine, to serve God's source. You contract for your will to become God's will in a twin flame relationship. End of story. In actual fact, for Pete and myself to further our mission as twin flames, that is exactly what happened to us in 2007 when God told us to sell our beautiful beach home on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. And if it sounds like it's paradise, it is paradise there. And God told us to move to the States, where we knew no one. There was no support in California. There were no jobs. Plus, it was the beginning of the recession. And knowing that God always has our back, we stepped forward and we were miraculously provided for in the most synchronistic, amazing ways. You know, most people do not choose to live like this because it takes an inordinate amount of faith and trust. But everyone, that trust and faith is not blind, because both Pete and I can clearly see the vision that God has in store for both of us and our projects and our endeavors. All we need to keep doing is to step forward in faith, no matter what God, he, she, all that is, asks us to do. And most people are not prepared to live like this. So that's why they perhaps haven't contracted for their twin to be on the earth plane with them, because they're not prepared to give up their will, and plus their twin can help them better from across the veil. Now, secondly, it's important to understand that many people's concept of their twin flame is also dependent on certain criteria. For instance, I've had so many clients say, when the discussion comes up about twin flames, that they need their twin flame to make a six-figure salary, for instance. Their twin flame must drive an environmentally correct car. They must be a certain height. They must be a certain age. They must be a vegan, etc., etc. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to share that when it comes to twin flames, things like age, money, preferences in cars and food, their race, ethnicity, religion, and their profession, and certainly their salary, have nothing to do with whether this is your divine complement. Actually, the more one tells the universe what they want their twin flame to be, the more they will put great restrictions and limitations on ever meeting them again if they are on the earth plane. Now, thirdly, many people who ask to be reunited with their twin flame, they're simply not prepared for the intensity of feelings of being with their twin. You know, I've spoken to so many countless people over the last 15 years through my Angel Healing House healing practice, and most people do not want to commit to relationships because they believe that they're going to have to give up something rather than view the relationship of so much more than they can gain from it. And this is certainly the case in twin flame relationships. As they fuse together and their energies come together, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. So if you're closed down, and you don't want to fully commit and completely open up your heart and make yourself vulnerable, then even if your twin flame is on the earth plane, there is no way that a closed down heart will then have the energies to openly bring that twin flame to that person. Now, the reason for this intensity in a twin flame relationship is, again, and I state that there are always three. There's Pete, myself, and God. And the presence of God creates this ongoing flame of intensity. The intensity one feels is like coming home to the divine and living and breathing in that knowing in every single moment. It's the intensity and the driving force behind the twin flame relationship. When twin flames meet and they merge into each other, the ecstasy of feeling that oneness is unlike any other union that two people can experience on the earth plane. Twin flames are still one soul, but they are the product of human lives and existence away from each other. You know, many people think that when you meet your twin flame, you meet yourself. To a degree that twin flames share the same energetic blueprint, this is true. But certainly when you do meet your twin flame, you will also meet a human being. And you may be really surprised to discover that they have lived a life which is very similar to yours, or you may be completely perplexed that they have lived a very different life. You know, it is true that twin flames often share the same interests, but really they are two separate human beings. For instance, Pete is a Taurian. He's very methodical. He is very slow and diligent. The worst thing you can say to this bull is to rush him. I'm, on the other hand, I am a Libran. I am of the air. I am very quick to make decisions. And this relationship we have is complementary because when he needs to be moved, my Libran air, very quick decision-making comes in. And when I am quick to jump in, his Taurian, his grounded bull energies come in and say, wait a minute, take a step back and have another look at it. So it is a divine complement and works tremendously well in keeping us both on track. Meeting your twin physically on the earth plane is a deeply personal and very transformative experience due to the fusion of the two into one. Now, if the twin flames are meant to meet and unite physically, spiritually, and sexually, nothing can stand in the way of their union. This means that very often, twin flame couples will experience an intense feeling of love at first sight. And despite the fact that they might not know each other physically before they meet, they will, nevertheless, merge intensely into each other at very deep levels after such a short amount of time that they even can't explain. Pete and I had a level of comfort after meeting each other that long-standing friendships don't have, and we knew that we had done this dance before. In fact, in my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, I share the absolutely miraculous way that Pete and I met and how he asked to marry me 5 days after meeting me. And he actually wanted to marry me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for five. So get the book available on my website, angelhealinghouse.com, or on Amazon, or you can purchase it and download it on audible.com. Now, there are other people who experience love at first sight, and this is not their twin flame. And with most people not experiencing a twin flame union on the planet, then what have they been experiencing when they have that deja vu or the recognition of love at first sight? These are soulmate relationships. Now, in order to set up what a soulmate relationship is, I want you to imagine that heaven is one great big grape arbor in the sky. And there are lots of grape vines with clusters of grapes hanging down. Now, each one of these grape clusters contains hundreds of thousands of individual grapes, and one of them is you, and the other grapes are your soul family. Soulmate relationships are basically people from your soul group family that come back time and time again, and they help you with some karmic completion. You know, you might have some unfinished business with them, or you need to balance out something that you did in a past or a previous life. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that you may be surprised that your ex is your soulmate. The former soul's abusive ex was her soulmate. Your controlling parent is your soulmate. Your siblings, your children, your friends, even those people that you do not like are your soulmates. Yet, of course, not all of them have been romantic in nature. And many times in romantic soulmate relationships, there's an extraordinary magnetic attraction, even love at first sight, between two people, and great love is felt. Romantic soulmate relationships created this electricity between the two in order for them to come together, in order to reflect to us something that we need to clear up within ourselves. This is why that in many soulmate relationships, after infatuation, after you meet, oh, it's wonderful when you tell everybody about your new partner. He's wonderful. We do this together. We do that together. We love each other. We wear the same clothing. We love the same food. But then after a while, it doesn't become so lovely. And because after a while, one or both parties starts to experience some irritation, some agitation. They feel like they're experiencing some sort of drama and that their buttons are being pushed. Please remember, if we are being triggered by something, the reaction is not because of anyone or anything outside of ourselves, but it lies within us as an unresolved negative perspective or illusion that we are hanging on to with anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, hurt, judgment, and blame. Now, soulmates are there to create some sort of contrast and annoyance, like the grit in an oyster, in order to help us honor ourselves, to help us to grow and make forward for us to clean up our karma. And how do you know if you're in a soulmate relationship? Well, I have asked many of my clients to tell me about their current relationship that is causing them irritation. And the majority have started off by saying, my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my partner, they're wonderful. They do this, they do that. And but, if there is the word but, there is still some contrast that is being highlighted by this relationship, and it may feel like you're compromising or settling for less. And when we compromise and settle for so much less than we richly deserve, we feel abused. We feel used and taken for granted. And so often it is we who have set the benchmark, or not set it at all, that has allowed someone to not honor and respect us. Let me reiterate that in many soulmate relationships, people will come together in order to clear their karma. But twin flames do not have karma to deal with because they have already cleared and cleansed their negative emotional issues, and they are evolved beyond past karma. In fact, if they didn't clear and cleanse their karma, then their energetic frequency wouldn't draw them together. In this way, there is no drama. There's just mutual respect, honor, and unconditional love. Now, speaking about drama in relationships, I heard from a client who had gone through a divorce, and she said in reviewing her relationship that she still yearns for romance, but she doesn't want to do anybody else's laundry. She asked me if it was possible to have a relationship without having any expectations. I told her that because twin flames are self-actualized, they're independent, loving individuals, there is no expectation, as they allow the other person to be exactly who they are and vice versa. Now, in this way, there's no game playing, as the relationship is built on a solid foundation of honesty, transparency, honor, and respect, in which one does not have to compromise any aspect of who they are in order to be in the relationship. So whether it's laundry or cooking or cleaning or anything else, the twin flame relationship is actually not dependent on what you do. It's solely based on who you are. You know, in so many soulmate relationships, people will often set out to play games and to manipulate the other person in order to either change them or elicit some behavior. For instance, one person may say, if I do the cleaning this week, then you have to do the laundry. Yet this never happens in a twin flame relationship, with twin flames being self-realized and totally independent, loving people in and of themselves. They don't lean on one another for their sense of self-worth, and they certainly don't collapse their sense of identity to be loved in any way. But they stand empowered in their own right. In this way, they are like two strong pillars standing apart from one another, holding up the roof of the same temple, and in this way, they allow the winds of heaven to dance between the two of them. Twin flames do allow each other to be exactly who they are. In fact, when I first met Pete, he had been a bachelor. He was 37 years, never married, no kids. His whites were much brighter than mine when it came to laundry, so he does the laundry, and I took up sweeping and mopping and dusting. End of story. Twin flame relationships are in a continual state of bliss. And this bliss comes from the third energy that I've stated before, which is that divine connection to God. This is because each flame has perfectly balanced their masculine and feminine sides within themselves. And while there is bliss, twin flames are human, and they experience challenges in their lives, but these challenges are not problems, and these challenges are never within the relationship. And when they do face challenges in their lives, they are always one combined mighty force heading in the same direction, sharing the same purpose, with this amazing support system, and knowing that neither one has to compromise who they are in the relationship, they have the ability to constantly grow and evolve through situations together at such an alarmingly short rate of time. They have the ability to constantly do this, whereas the average person would take years and years to transcend this in their lives. Again, this is because the twin flames are co-creators, completely surrendering their will and partnering with the will of the divine. You know, everyone, the most important thing when it comes to either soulmates or twin flames is to remember that we cannot have someone in front of us who is not a reflection of something that is already within us. Once we realize this, we can carefully take a look at our relationships and see if there is a theme that keeps coming up for us time and time again. You know, many times we are being presented with some contrast by a soulmate. It usually is because it's showing us to set boundaries and not settle for something less than we richly deserve, then to practice tolerance, patience, and forgiveness, and how to unconditionally love someone we may be in deep contrast with. You know, when I went to my spirit cards and I asked for an additional message today and from my beautiful animal spirits, Butterfly floated in. And when Butterfly is such a beautiful animal totem, it's about transformation. And when it comes to our relationships, it's paramount that the change we wish to see showing up in the people, in the relationships in our lives, well, it must start with the transformation within the chrysalis of ourselves. Please do not expect other people to change in order for things to change in your life. All change has to do with the transformation of ourselves inside. So thank you, beautiful butterfly, for floating in today. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on this wonderful program of Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You are back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on the lovely Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And we have been speaking about twin flames and soulmates. And I just wanted to add that whether it is a twin flame or whether it is soulmate, the most important thing in any relationship is that we honor and we respect ourselves, and that we do not compromise and settle for less than we so richly deserve. And we do the work within ourselves, just as our lovely butterfly came in and told us that the greatest transformation that we can ever go through is in the chrysalis within ourselves. Let's go to our first caller. We have Melanie from Cleveland, Ohio. Melanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Huff. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am very, very well. What's happening in your beautiful world?
Well, you know, talk about, soulmates and twin flames. That's definitely one thing I'm hoping to manifest into my life for certain. I think I realized the other day that I've been living in an area of non-action. I think I was very action oriented for about 2 or 3 years after my divorce, and all of a sudden this past year everything's working, so I've kind of been neutral.
Right.
And I need to start making that step to make some changes, and you know, the steps that would signal to the universe that I'm ready for a relationship, that I'm ready for my body to be completely healed and from an injury earlier this year. And it's I'm feeling like the non-action is changing. I feel it. I so now I'm saying, what next? What is my next action step?
Right. The most important thing I'm having the same discussion with another client of mine, and he said that he really felt, with all of the work that he did now, that he was prepared to share his life with somebody. He said before this, he was healing so many things in his life, and now he's, looking around as the dust has settled. You know, so much of his life has changed, and he said he's ready. He's ready to make himself vulnerable and really open up his heart to receive that that beautiful partner that he can step forth with and be like those two trains going down parallel tracks, not leaning on each other, not being codependent, not being controlling, not getting your identity from somebody else, but having that special little friend, that best buddy, that lover to go through life with and to share those challenges. It's important to remember also that when a lot of people think about, partnering and having beautiful relationships with someone, they don't think that they're going to have any more challenges in their lives. But Pete and I had a huge challenge when my dad passed away 2 years ago. I mean, he helped me through that grief. When you've cleared and cleansed and you've healed so much, there are no problems within the relationship. But then you will meet challenges together head on as one combined force. So it's a beautiful thing that many people are awakening to opening up to receive love in their lives. So did you have a specific question, or we can do a general reading on love?
Well, maybe it's a general reading, because I know I think I've spent the past couple of years like preparing and anticipating and just making this nice little neat little package for my family. And now I kind of want to let go into the flow and say, okay, I'm not going to, make everything perfect. And I'm not a perfectionist but I was always trying to make everything safe and easy. And I'm ready for a little excitement and a little challenge and a little. So a general reading would be fine for me, because I don't know what my next step is.
And you know what? They don't. They're saying to me that they've hidden the next step. And I'm just getting shivers all over. They've hidden the next step for many of us because they want us to be surprised. So whether that next step is in is going to be in our careers, or it's going to be in our relationships, or it's going to be in our health or in our self-esteem or whatever it is. They know that we're human and they want us to be surprised. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Mel in relation to love. Well, you couldn't pull a more succinct card. This is you. This is the Queen of Cups, and the Queen of Cups is the queen that is all about love, and being a Libran sign, as I remember from Mel, is that Venus rules yours and my planet, and we do better when things are harmonious around us, when we beautify our homes, and we beautify our lives. And this is the confirmation that all you need to do, Mel, is to state to the universe, I am ready. I am ready for a heavenly love to enter my life, and I open to make myself a priority, because in the last couple of years, or even longer, that I've known you, you really have made your children the priority. You have made getting everything outside of yourself just so and just right. Now they're saying that they want you to make yourself that priority. So they want you to nourish, and they want you to nurture that divine feminine beauty inside of you, and then open yourself to make yourself vulnerable and just surrender as to what's going to come in. There's the movement card. You've got the Six of Swords. So because this is a general reading in love, there will be movement. And, oh, my gosh, why did they tell me something about your birthday? By your next birthday, or within the next?
I'll take that.
Well, they're usually not very good with time, and they usually don't give me time. But they're saying around either by your birthday or around the time of your birthday. So that's very encouraging. And they're saying, this is the Six of Pentacles. This is the sowing of the seeds. And this is that feeling of abundance inside of you, that because you are now love, because there are no restrictions inside of you as to, constricting through expectations and attachment as to what shows up, then you can allow freely to co-create with God and the angels as to what shows up. They're saying brush off your decree and feel like he's around you already, because in the etheric he is. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Melanie.
Oh, absolutely. That's encouraging. That's exciting, because I'm really trying to let go and just be like, I feel for the first time in my life very, very full.
Yeah.
And that's a nice feeling, that I'm not trying to fit stuff, something in that hole that I'm missing. I feel full. So now it's just sort of like, I'd like to meet someone who's like that. Who's
absolutely
also full and wants to share.
Yeah, like attracts like. And they're saying, they're actually showing me the Empress card, and the Empress card is being pregnant with possibilities and very fertile. So be careful what you wish for, because it is going to come in. So have a beautiful day. Thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Jean in California. Jean, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here with you and have the opportunity to talk to you and your posse.
Excellent. So what's happening in your life, Jean?
Well, and it's so fortuitous that, you know, talking about love and being full and that sort of thing, and I am at a point in my life, you know, my children are grown. I'm by myself. I have opened myself up, because I have always been very guarded and suspicious and, compartmentalized my life. And that's not always worked well for me, and not been lucky in love. But I always look at it as an opportunity to get to where I'm supposed to be. And I've been talking to someone for quite a while. We've developed a wonderful, loving relationship. Never met him. And I have to say, I mean, he has shown me things that I never thought was possible. And like I said, we have not met as of yet. And over the last couple days, there have been some things that have come to me that make me feel like he's not being completely honest. And I'm looking at it, okay, you know, I thought he was the one, and I still have a very strong feeling that he is. But there are these challenges, like you talked about, working through challenges. And for the first time in my life, I am being open and honest about how I feel about things and putting it out on the table. And he has allowed me to do that, which has never happened in the past, and not run away. And is still trying to work through what could be something that, you know, make or break in our relationship. But I still have a huge love for him, and overthinking it like I do. I was thinking, well, maybe he was here to get me to open my heart and to see the possibilities. And if it's not him, is it in preparation for the next person?
Jean, do you want to come and take my place? Because that's exactly what I would have said. The posse of angels are saying, no, he is not being 100% honest with you. His heart is still hurt and not fully open from his previous relationships. They're saying that he came into your life to give you a glimmer of and to get you ready. Because when I do ask them, when I ask them through the pendulum, if this is the one, and in they're saying, no, but it caused something to be reignited inside of you. There's this spark that's been lit, and you realize, because your own words voiced it, that if it's not him, then it's reawakened this divine feminine beauty inside of you that longs, that is ready, because you've done the work. You have been you are now the butterfly. As this beautiful card shows us, you are now the butterfly, and that has come out of the chrysalis, and that you're ready to show that beauty and for that beauty to be aligned with somebody who is completely honest and, you know, and open with you. So the posse of angels are, you know, patting you on the back and giving you kudos and saying, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful that you've made yourself vulnerable and opened up. And also that you, your intuition picked up that he wasn't being 100% honest. And you're not saying, okay, well, I'm through with men. I'm through with relationships. I'll never, you know, go back into that again. But you're now saying, no, this was just getting me ready. And so, they're really very, very proud of you. And they're saying, you know, that this is not, like I said, this is just getting you ready. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, first card that's coming out for our lovely Jean is, and I did shuffle the cards, is the Six of Swords. This is the movement card. This is the card that you are moving towards, that which will be karma in your life, the fulfillment of those desires. And they're really saying, you know, don't compromise. Don't compromise. Don't settle for any less than you so richly deserve, because why would we have been doing all of the work that we have if then we were going to go back into relationships where we felt compromised, where we felt like, you know, it wasn't fulfilling and nurturing and nourishing for us. The next card that's coming out for you is the Six of Wands. And the Six of Wands is the card of victory. That's the card of triumph. So this could, and also the card of recognition. So it's twofold here. You've recognized the beauty inside of yourself, and you're ready to share that honestly with somebody. But then others are, because you've stepped up. Others are going to be recognizing that in yourself as well. And then you got the lovey kiss, kiss, kiss card, which I call the Two of Cups. Kissy smoochy. This is the partnership card. It shows two people longingly looking at each other in a little bit of a rowboat there as they row amongst the lily pads. And this is the coming together of two souls who have come home to themselves. And so I think this was a wonderful experience of yours, because it awakened what was dormant there for a while. And you're ready. You're more than ready than to make yourself open and not compromise yourself anymore. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jean.
It absolutely, and using the word compromise resonates with me, because I have done that in all of my relationships, and I'm not willing to do that. And I think that's why I have such a calmness now about what's going on with somebody that I thought was the love of my life. So
absolutely. So I'm so happy for you. And keep us apprised of what goes on as we move into summer and then in those fall months. So take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you so much for the information. It was wonderful. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have Barbara in California on the line. Barbara, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your world?
Well, you know, I am an alternative practitioner, and I just joined one practice part-time, and I'm getting ready to hopefully join another practice part-time. And I have been struggling to work with people that are honest and have integrity, because that's how I choose to work. And I have been having a hard time finding a place to land. So what I'm looking at is my career, my future career, the future of my career, where I am. I think I have a great place right now where I'm actually at, and I'm curious about the one that has been offered to me as another part-time option, as far as, you know, starting in about a week or two. So I'm interested in taking a look at that and seeing, you know, what the cards and the other things that you have might say.
Okay. Now, you were asking about there, you've been offered another position. You said an other one. And the Posse of Angels likes that position. They're saying because you didn't want to compromise at this, you said this other position where you didn't feel like they were being, I don't know, magnanimous, or you didn't feel like they were being honest, or you're switching from that to this other one?
No, what happened was I have been kind of in a general metropolitan area for about, oh, I want to say like 6 years. Five or six years, and I've had a hard time staying anywhere because when I find out that there's fraudulent activity or a practitioner is not being honest with their patients, I leave because I won't work in an environment like that. So I now have a place that I just started just this week that I love, and they seem very honest and stuff. And so that's one part-time thing that I have now. And then I'm going to be adding an additional one that's part-time also. So I will be working full-time, but it'll be in two locations. And I'm curious about the new place. The one I have now, I feel secure in. I don't have to worry about that. I'm curious about the other part-time thing that I'm going to be heading into.
Right. Okay. So the Posse of Angels are saying that they like both places, and they want you to know that if it is not happening in ease and grace, as we've stepped in, many of us, to experience fifth dimensional energies, nothing must come in anymore in hardship and adversity. We learned those lessons a long time ago. And as we stepped into the Aquarian age, where all we need to do is just be and to show up honestly and truthfully and transparently, things need to unfold with ease and grace. And they said the reason that you have been able to create this along with your angels and with the divine source is because now you are more peaceful inside. You are more graceful inside. And so this has appeared in your reality. So it didn't happen by happen chance. You stood your ground. You didn't compromise yourself. You didn't settle for less. And so this has appeared in your reality. Okay, so they also want you to know that there are people there that that certainly will gain much from your knowledge, because you are like a metaphysical teacher. You are the spiritual teacher. You're doing under the guise of as a naturopath, you said, or as an alternative practitioner.
I think I just said alternative, but I am a naturopathic doctor.
Okay, that just came out of them. and they're saying,
great.
I know it's great. It's wonderful. Okay, so let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, so they're saying that there are people there that you are going to, you're going to feel this level of comfort, this level of recognition with some of these people, like you've seen them before. They also want all of us to know that as we go into the summer months, as we go into the fall, we are going to start to bring to us our new tribe. Not to say that we're going to throw out all of our friends and our family and everything, but we are going to be stepping onto a much wider and more encompassing platform to showcase those skills, abilities, and talents that we have to present them to the world. And now it's like showtime, and they want you to put your best foot forward, and they want you just to be yourself, Barbara. They're saying you don't have, there's no competition. You don't have, there's no competition. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. And the Two of Wands comes in. Now, the Two of Wands is often the card where the guy holds the world in his hand, and he's partnering to create his world with the divine. You know you're doing this in everything you say, every thought you have, every feeling that you have, and now you're creating this beautiful platform for yourself to go out and present these wonderful talents that you have. This will create more of an abundant balance in your life. The Two of Pentacles is about something in your life financially may not have been and wholly in balance, but they're saying that by presenting yourself as authentically and honestly and as you can with your skills to this new platform, this will bring in a more balanced financial abundance into your world. And the next card, wow. Wow. If you were a lottery ticket, I would buy you. This is the Chariot card. This is the card of recognition, of promotion, of rewards. This is the victorious charioteer, and it's the card of movement. So know that these two things that you've brought to yourself are, they may just be stepping stones onto an even higher platform, but don't get ahead of yourself. Just take it baby step upon baby step, and you will be victorious, just like the charioteer. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Barbara. I would love for you to call into the show and tell us where your beautiful alternative practice and your naturopathic abilities are going to be taking you as you step up further.
Thank you so much. It has been very helpful. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You, I really appreciate your guides. I listen to some people that do this stuff and it's like, oh, that's not true, but your guides and you and whatever, it's absolutely right on. It's like they talked about my past. I didn't even mention that. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you had to say. I really do. Thank you so much. And I will call back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. I'm sending you lots of love. Take care of your beautiful self. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show up today, everyone. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to the people that are listening. Thank you to everybody referring me and referring the show. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesdays. And if you are interested in my books, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and The Lovely Angels of Faith, plus my meditation CD, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And remember, everyone, please do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.